So today we're beginning this joyful season of Lent. Let me tell you why it's joyful, or at least has the potential to be joyful. I think it goes to the legend of St. Francis meeting the leper. He's out riding along. He's a merchant. He's, you know, the rich kid in the neighborhood. And he's starting to have thoughts about maybe Christ is calling me. He rides by a leper, gags, rides on. He stops, gets off his horse, goes back, embraces and kisses the leper, and later has a dream that it was Christ who was the leper. Something like that. Okay. Why do we fast? To learn about our hungers, our inner demands to be full and fulfilled. And to learn about failure. Why we stop fasting about 2 weeks from now. Because it's a drag, right? I hate it. Reflecting on our hungers and reflecting on our resistance to make it 6 weeks with fasting reveals to us that inner leper right here. And in embracing and being embraced by Christ there, we discover joy. Why do we give alms? To learn about our inner compulsion to keep, to greed, to hold on to because we don't believe we have enough. And in experiencing that emptiness, and not only our inner leper, but those we see on the street whom we avoid, perhaps we might embrace the leper and be embraced by Christ and embrace others who are deemed lepers. And why do we pray? To fail. In longing for fulfillment and fulfilling times of prayer, gimme, 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 we experience our hunger and emptiness for God, which we don't always find filled in prayer. And so about 90%, maybe 98% of prayer is failure according to our demands. And so, in that, we might be able to recognize that inner leper whom God loves and embraces in Christ, and embrace that same leper in us so that we might in others. So there's a reason why you will hear, turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. Reflect on your journey and perhaps bring that wounded part of your life to Christ to be met. You'll hear, remember you are dust and to dust you will return. And perhaps bringing that wounded self to Christ, some of our hardness of heart might be thawed out in His light. So I wish you a joyful Lent.